Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my wonderful parish missionary, Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of family, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to take you off the broad way, place you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Praise God. Amen. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. We've had some wonderful services in them jails and prisons. Amen. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel to all of you that's out there in the free world, and to those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know Jesus will give you a chance of a brand new life.
Yes, he will,
man. Amen. On today, we're going to continue the message. We're in the teachings in the 8th chapter of Romans. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast. Those of you in the free world, those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. It's time for a change. Yes, it is. It's time for a change, because there's too much violence going on in our cities and towns across the country, in the United States. It's too much violence going on. I'm telling you, praise the Lord. Amen. And the police is like, amen, black flag is, amen, insecticide. They can only control it. Just like you got, amen, an insect problem. You try to use, amen, black flag, use raid, whatever. Praise God. Call the exterminator, whatever you do. Praise God to control it. Amen. That's the way the police are, trying to control this crime situation out here. Praise God. But I'm telling you, amen, we got to understand that it takes something stronger than that, what the police can do. It takes the power of God to change lives and make your life brand new. And Jesus come to get sin out the center. If you get the sin out the center, then you won't be committing these, amen, evil deeds that people are doing out here. Because the Lord will take that mess out of you. Amen. It's sad when a man, I'm telling you, be so depressed and be so upset that you take the life of their family. Take the life of their family. I'm telling you, take the life of your children. Take the life of your wife. Amen. It's a really sad time. And once you take them lives, you sure can't bring them back. And people need to understand, know that. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise God. It's bad to commit homicides. It's bad. Homicides is bad. Amen. It's bad. But Jesus come to forgive you for your sins. He come to turn your life around. Let you know, amen, trying to commit suicide, trying to commit homicides is not the answer. Jesus come to give you the joy you can't find in Wild Irish Rose, Jack Daniels, and any of that alcohol. That joy you can't find in crack cocaine and marijuana. Heroin. None of that. Amen. But Jesus will give you that joy come from heaven. I'm telling you, give you joy that come from heaven. Praise the Lord. Because what I'm preaching to come from heaven. Amen. Jesus brought that life down here from heaven and placed heaven in you so that you can be free from what the enemy tried to destroy your life with. Because the Bible says, St. John 10:10, the thief come not but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. And that's what he's doing. He wants people to destroy themselves, destroy others. Amen. These mass shootings going on, People are so afraid, so fearful, so scared, so concerned. Amen. I'm telling you, amen. You got to lock the doors of, amen, certain schools. Lock the doors. Because you don't want nobody to walk up in there with a gun to amen, praise our God, take your life and take away the children's lives. You don't want to do that. You want that to happen. So they lock the doors. I'm telling you, amen. Because the devil is out here, people. The devil is out here. So, but Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new so that you won't be a victim of all that evil that I just talked about. Amen. All that evil I just talked about. Let's go to the Romans, the 8th chapter. Amen. And pick up there on verse number, amen, 4.
That the righteousness of the law might be forfeited in us who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit.
Now, amen, like we talked about on the earlier broadcast, the law was weak. Amen. And I'm telling you, people are weak. They can't live right because they're weak. And you got preachers that are weak. Amen. If you can't live free from sin, you're weak. Amen. And I'm telling you, you can't go to heaven being weak. You got to be strong. Church people, you cannot go to heaven being weak. You got to be strong. Be strong. The Lord come to strengthen you, to give you power to be a witness, to let people know that Jesus come to bring you all the way out of sin, not just part the way out, but all the way out, and place the devil where it belongs, that is under your feet, where you got victory and power over the enemy. Praise the Lord. Amen. The righteousness of the law. That's the righteousness of the law being fulfilled with us. Because we walk not after the flesh. We don't, amen, be involved in the sins of the flesh. No child of God that's born again, washed in the blood of the Lamb and filled with the Holy Ghost, going to commit fornication. You hear me? That's the work of the flesh. Praise God. I'm telling you, Jesus come deliver you from that sin. You don't sin no more. You don't fornicate no more. No true saint of God, no child of God that's been washed in the blood of the Lamb and full of the Holy Ghost going to be guilty of the sin of adultery. You hear me? Because, amen, that desire of sin has been taken away. Praise God. Amen. You won't be guilty, amen, of telling lies. You won't be guilty of using profanity. You won't be guilty, praise our God, of, amen, praise the Lord, drinking and smoking. But Jesus delivered you and set you free from, amen, backbite, amen, running people down, destroying their character. Jesus delivered you from that. You don't do that. You speak what you know and testify what you have seen. Amen. Let your conversation be yeah, yeah, and nay, nay. Amen. Because you speak the thing that is true out your lips. You don't lie no more. Praise God. You hear me? When Jesus come in you, he changed your conversation. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, if people are doing these sinful things, it's because they're not delivered. If you're not delivered, it's time to go back to the altar and get it right.
For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Amen. The 5th verse of that 8th chapter of Romans. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit mind the things of the spirit. Man, when you get Christ in your soul, you mind the things of the spirit. When you mind the things of the Spirit, then you, amen, will live the way I told you. You won't be guilty of them sins, but you will live right. You hear me? Live right. Praise God. Amen. Because Christ makes the change. He makes the change in you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Now, amen, I live what I preach. Amen. And I preach what I live. You hear me? Glory to God. Because the Lord done saved me. He sanctified me through the blood and filled me, baptized me, and filled me with the Holy Ghost and that with fire. So, amen, I'm a doing of this word. And just like the Lord delivered me, the Lord can deliver all of you. Amen. And those of you that are witnesses to what I'm talking about can bear me witness how the Lord can save, how the Lord can deliver, how the Lord can keep. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Praise God. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning here on the broadcast. I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. Glory to God. Amen. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll hear right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, though they're sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus, eye disease, eye pressure. Lord, glory to God, amen. Arthritis, Lord, amen. Rheumatism, Lord, whatever it is, Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prison. Touch these prisoners. Let them know you love them, Lord. Lord, those that want to commit suicide, let them know, God, suicide is of the devil. I rebuke that suicide spirit. Set them free. Let them know, amen, amen, you, amen. There's so much to live for in this life. Praise our God. Amen. Drive it out. Set them free in the name of Jesus. Lord, deliver the people. Let them know, God, you love them. Glory to God. Lord, touch the people everywhere. Lord, deliver people from alcohol and those making mash inside the prisons. Lord, deliver them from that stuff. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Give God the praise while you're praising God for your deliverance. Here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise and praise and praise. And the song says, it's me, oh Lord, standing in need of prayer. And the Lord, if you need the Lord, and you have a desire to do what's right and pleasing in His sight, y'all, you just call on the name of Jesus, and He will be right there. Those that behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. We thank God for you because Jesus really loves you. He cares about you. You are not forgotten. He has a plan for you. You just, whatever this you have going on, give it to Him, and He can work it out for you. Those that are free, we thank for your prayers and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us, and we pray for you that the Lord will rule in your life totally, that you will give everything over to Him and let Him be supreme. Remember that God loves you with an everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, He is able to perform. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet, myself. The Lord may open up more doors to go into the jails and prisons. Spanish speaking inmates write for Spanish material called Spanish Bibles. Jesus loves the Spanish speaking people. Praise God. Amen. Those of you that like that's incarcerated, like to hear like Bibles and all, just write us. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because we send Bibles to, amen, those that are behind prison bars. And today's broadcast is L. Chapter William Holmes, along my wonderful pastor, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
Been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. This train is about to